Test 2. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Part 1. Now open your question paper and look at Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B, or C. 1. You hear a teenage girl talking about her brother.
He just makes me so angry sometimes. I really hate him when he's like that. He did it again the other day. I had to finish a project for school and I needed to use the internet. There was something wrong with my computer, so I asked him if I could use his. He said he had to finish a game he was playing first. Can you imagine that? Even though he knew I was desperate, he didn't want to help. Then he accused me of spoiling his game. He said I was rude to interrupt him. As I left his room, I made a comment about his selfishness, but he didn't hear me because he was concentrating so hard on his game again. He just makes me so angry sometimes. I really hate him when he's like that. He did it again the other day. I had to finish a project for school and I needed to use the internet. There was something wrong with my computer, so I asked him if I could use his. He said he had to finish a game he was playing first. Can you imagine that? Even though he knew I was desperate, he didn't want to help. Then he accused me of spoiling his game. He said I was rude to interrupt him. As I left his room, I made a comment about his selfishness, but he didn't hear me because he was concentrating so hard on his game again.
2. You hear part of a radio interview with a young man.
So, why did you choose to spend your gap year in South America?
When I was a child, I remember my grandfather telling me about the Andes and all the other wonderful places he'd visited in his country. I suppose the idea of visiting the continent came from his stories.
Did learning the language have anything to do with your decision?
Strangely enough, I met several Europeans who'd gone there to improve their Spanish. But in my case, I was already fluent before I left.
What was the most memorable moment in your travels?
That's a difficult question. I don't think there was any one particularly memorable moment. The whole process of learning about other cultures, which was my reason for going in the first place, was what made the whole experience worthwhile.
So, why did you choose to spend your gap year in South America?
When I was a child, I remember my grandfather telling me about the Andes and all the other wonderful places he'd visited in his country. I suppose the idea of visiting the continent came from his stories.
Did learning the language have anything to do with your decision?
Strangely enough, I met several Europeans who'd gone there to improve their Spanish. But in my case, I was already fluent before I left.
What was the most memorable moment in your travels?
That's a difficult question. I don't think there was any one particularly memorable moment. The whole process of learning about other cultures, which was my reason for going in the first place, was what made the whole experience worthwhile.
3. You hear a woman talking about her first tennis tournament final.
I remember the match as if it were yesterday. There I was in the regional final against someone who was going to play at Junior Wimbledon. You really can't imagine how nervous I was when I saw my family and friends expecting me to do something amazing on court. I'd hoped for the best, but it just didn't happen. I only won 2 games. That made me wish I could make the crowd disappear because I didn't want to look at anyone. I'm sure Virginia realized how I felt and tried to comfort me by saying I should be satisfied because I'd played well. It was very nice of her, but I'm afraid it didn't help very much. I remember the match as if it were yesterday. There I was in the regional final against someone who was going to play at Junior Wimbledon. You really can't imagine how nervous I was when I saw my family and friends expecting me to do something amazing on court. I'd hoped for the best, but it just didn't happen. I only won 2 games. That made me wish I could make the crowd disappear because I didn't want to look at anyone. I'm sure Virginia realized how I felt and tried to comfort me by saying I should be satisfied because I'd played well. It was very nice of her, but I'm afraid it didn't help very much.
4. You hear a man talking about something that happened at work.
I knew how important it was for the company to get the account, so I gave it all I had. As usual, I had no idea whether they liked my presentation as I left the room. Anyway, I'd only been back at my desk for 10 minutes when the boss's secretary called me up to the 15th floor. He has this huge office with its own bathroom and a great view. I can tell you, if I had a work environment like that, I'd never complain about going to work. Where was I? Oh, yes. He looked at me and said I'd done a marvellous job. As far as I know, he only says things like that once in a blue moon, so who knows? I might be in for a promotion. I knew how important it was for the company to get the account, so I gave it all I had. As usual, I had no idea whether they liked my presentation as I left the room. Anyway, I'd only been back at my desk for 10 minutes when the boss's secretary called me up to the 15th floor. He has this huge office with its own bathroom and a great view. I can tell you, if I had a work environment like that, I'd never complain about going to work. Where was I? Oh, yes. He looked at me and said I'd done a marvellous job. As far as I know, he only says things like that once in a blue moon, so who knows? I might be in for a promotion.
5. You hear a man talking about getting to a conference on time.
After I'd got up, I looked out of the window and saw my car was missing. For a split second, I thought it had been stolen, but then I remembered it was in for a service. I had to get to a conference by 9:30, and it was just after 8. Normally, I could have got the bus into town, but they were holding that conference miles away from that bus route. I thought about a taxi, but it isn't easy to get one at that time of the morning. The only thing I could do was get Graham to pick me up. He wasn't too happy, so when he turned up, he made sure I knew he was doing me a big favour. After I'd got up, I looked out of the window and saw my car was missing. For a split second, I thought it had been stolen, but then I remembered it was in for a service. I had to get to a conference by 9:30, and it was just after 8. Normally, I could have got the bus into town, but they were holding that conference miles away from that bus route. I thought about a taxi, but it isn't easy to get one at that time of the morning. The only thing I could do was get Graham to pick me up. He wasn't too happy, so when he turned up, he made sure I knew he was doing me a big favour.
6. You hear a store manager and a customer talking.
I'm sorry, but it's the store's policy not to give refunds unless there is proof the item was bought here. If you'd paid by credit card or cheque, it would be a different matter. The fact that you've lost it means you can't prove you bought the item here.
Look, I could understand that policy if I'd got it at a reduced price, but I didn't.
That's not the point. Our policy is designed to protect the store's interests. It discourages shoplifters from trying to get money for goods they have stolen from the store.
So now you're calling me a thief, are you? That's the last time I...
I'm sorry, but it's the store's policy not to give refunds unless there is proof the item was bought here. If you'd paid by credit card or cheque, it would be a different matter. The fact that you've lost it means you can't prove you bought the item here.
Look, I could understand that policy if I'd got it at a reduced price, but I didn't.
That's not the point. Our policy is designed to protect the store's interests. It discourages shoplifters from trying to get money for goods they have stolen from the store.
So now you're calling me a thief, are you? That's the last time I...
7. You hear a man talking to a colleague.
I realise how what I said yesterday might have made it sound as if I was putting you down. But that's not what I wanted to say. When I said I was doing as much as you, I meant I was doing my best. I didn't mean I could do the job myself. I can't, and you know it. So could you reconsider and give me a hand to finish this project at least? I promise I won't interfere in anything you do, and I definitely won't question your contribution again. I realize how what I said yesterday might have made it sound as if I was putting you down. But that's not what I wanted to say. When I said I was doing as much as you, I meant I was doing my best. I didn't mean I could do the job myself. I can't, and you know it. So could you reconsider and give me a hand to finish this project at least? I promise I won't interfere in anything you do, and I definitely won't question your contribution again.
8. You overhear a woman talking about an art exhibition.
We decided to go to the opening of the exhibition, which, as you know, coincided with the opening of the new art centre. It was the first time I'd been into the building, and the inside was far more impressive than I'd expected. Unfortunately, the same couldn't be said of the art on display. In fact, I got the exact opposite feeling when I got into the gallery. Perhaps I'd been looking forward to it for so long that I'd imagined it was going to be something really special. Anyway, don't let me put you off going to see it. It's on for another 2 weeks, and it might be something you can relate to. We decided to go to the opening of the exhibition, which, as you know, coincided with the opening of the new art centre. It was the first time I'd been into the building, and the inside was far more impressive than I'd expected. Unfortunately, the same couldn't be said of the art on display. In fact, I got the exact opposite feeling when I got into the gallery. Perhaps I'd been looking forward to it for so long that I'd imagined it was going to be something really special. Anyway, don't let me put you off going to see it. It's on for another 2 weeks, and it might be something you can relate to.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.